Brighton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason out for the World Tour on Taunton, out at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb. And I've caught up with somebody who is the clerk of the course. Dave, what's your duty today?
Well, my duty, Jason, today is to make sure the event runs to time, safely, make sure that everybody comes and competes, gets to the top of the hill, and we have a jolly good day and everybody enjoys themselves with hopefully no incidents.
So what's a hill climb? What does it mean? What does it do? What are people here doing today?
Well, a hill climb basically is a timed trial to get from the bottom of a hill to the top of the hill in the shortest possible time in your class structure. All the vehicles have separate class structures, so you'll have a Mini in one class and a racing car in another class. They're not actually competing against each other, they're competing against like cars in their class. A lot of them are out to try and just improve on their personal best time, which is the time they will have done best up to the time that they come here today. It could have been last year or the year before they set a time, and they're out to try and even equal or beat that time if possible.
Okay, so how many people are here today helping you? Is there things like marshals and other officials?
We have several people here. We have a very good dedicated team of marshals who come out and help us. Great way to see the sport without actually having to cost you any money. You get a lunch pack as well, so always worth getting involved. I think the marshals are the people that are the ones that we're most reliant on. They stand out on the hill in all weathers to make sure the event runs. We have other people. There's myself as clerk. I have Sarah, who's the deputy clerk. Tomorrow there's a different clerk. I won't mention him because he's here with me at the moment. And we also have several other people. There's the secretary of the event, the entry secretary. Then we have our medical services who are here, the rescue crews, doctors, etc. All very important to the running of the event. But the whole idea of it is to get from the bottom of the hill to the top without having any of those people to do any work.
And how can people listening to the radio, how can they come down and see this hill climb? What can they see and do here?
Well, they can come down. I think the spectacle is partly the speed of the cars and the noise of the cars. There's a wide variety of cars, everything, as I say, from the small family car, the hatchback that you'd see, people who are actually very, I should call them clubman competitors, whereby they drive the car to work during the week and then at the weekends they go and have some sport with it, they put the numbers on it, they have to comply with certain rules and regulations, etc. But they come out and they enjoy it and then they drive it home again afterwards. And to come and watch is phenomenal. It's a beautiful scenery down here anyway. It's a lovely setting here at Wiscombe Park, lovely old house. There's facilities down here, there's a simulator, so if you want to come and have a go at driving the hill on the simulator, it's a great bit of fun.
Indeed, if you want details on how to find Wiscombe Park, go onto their website, wiscombepark.co.uk. Plenty of time this afternoon to come down in the gorgeous sunshine. And of course, tomorrow, as there's an ABBA event tomorrow as well, Sunday. More great music coming up next. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason with the World Tour of Taunton out and about at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb, just outside of Honiton. Find out all the details on their website, wiscombepark.co.uk. Now, I've caught up with Ben Bonfield. You might remember Ben spoke to Darren a few weeks ago about a charity event he was at. Now, what was all that about, Ben?
We were doing a three-hour Ironman endurance, so it was a non-stop race for Cancer Research UK. The race went ahead 2 days ago. We raised a lot of money. We raised over £3,500. Personally, I raised £500. So thank you to everyone who donated. I know some of those people that donated were Tone FM listeners. So thank you very much, guys. Fantastic job. It was very long, very tiring. And I'm still feeling it now. So struggling to stand up straight is.
So how long was the actual endurance race? How many hours did you compete for?
It was 3 hours. We actually had a 15-minute qualifying session beforehand. So in total, we did 3 hours and 15 minutes. Again, non-stop. So there was no breaks at all. Once we started, it was racing from the start to the finish for 3 hours solidly. I completed 417 laps. The overall winner completed 424.
Now, I must ask, going around a go-karting track, did you get a bit dizzy at certain points, going round and round?
Definitely got dizzy. It was lots and lots of times. 400 times is enough, I think, to make anyone dizzy. So it's, very, very good. Very, very good.
Any mechanical issues in the go-kart?
No, I think there was only one small fault, which which resolved itself within a lap, which was I had a lack of throttle for about 10 seconds. But apart from that, it was fine. It's good.
Now, you're here today at Wiscombe Park doing something a little bit different in a hill climb car.
Yeah, we're participating in a hill climb, which is a timed sprint between two distances, usually up a tarmac surface or tarmac driveway. So we're here at Wiscombe Park. The average run is usually about 47 seconds for our class. So yeah, from bottom to top, it's quite accelerating.
Okay, let's have some more music and then we'll come back and talk about the car that you're in today and kind of what's so special about it. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb. If you want all the details on how to come down here, because you can come and spectate today and tomorrow, check out the website wiscombepark.co.uk. Still with Ben Bonfield, who competed in the endurance race a few days ago, and he's here with his hill climb car. Tell us a little bit about your mini car.
Yeah, it's a classic mini, 1980s era. We've got it's very, very lightweight. There's not a lot in it now. We've just got a roll frame, single seat. The battery's inside next to where the passenger seat used to be. So there's not a lot inside to it. We also run large, wide, slick tyres, so similar to what's run in Formula One. So there's no tread pattern on them whatsoever. There's quite a lot of lightweight components. So yeah. The engine itself, mainly mini, the bottom end, so the lower half, the engine and the gearbox is mainly mini. The actual cylinder head itself is a motorbike, so it's quite a weird hybrid concoction, but it does seem to work and it gives us quite a lot of power, around 160 to 170 horsepower.
So why do you take part in a hill climb? What's so special? Because your time is quite quick here, 40-ish seconds?
Yeah, it's around the 47 to 44 second bracket, depending on how tidy we are. And that's the thing, because it's for such a short period of time, the concentration has to be as maximum as possible. So it really makes you work hard. I know it sounds difficult for a short period of time, but it is an incredible amount of hard work to go as quickly in such a short space of time.
Now, Wiscombe is quite a unique venue with lots of spectating areas. Would you recommend people come down and watch the hill climb here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is access to the paddock, so you get to walk around where the cars are, you get to walk in. If the drivers are willing to talk to you, which most of them are, then you can have a conversation with them. There's great viewing up through the trees. There's two hairpins. So, and again, they have great viewing areas. And, it's you can see a lot from a very small space.
Now, you compete with lots of other competitors. You're all divided into classes. So do you talk with the other competitors in your class? Is it a healthy competition?
Yeah, it's always healthy competition. And we most drivers will communicate across the paddock. Doesn't matter what class they're in. It's always a social atmosphere. It's kind of socialising with a bit of motorsport in between. That is probably the best description.
Now, you compete alongside your father. He shares the car with you. Come on, who's the quickest?
Me.
You said that without hesitation. If I asked your dad, would he give me the same answer?
Yes.
Well, good luck for the rest of the day. And you here tomorrow as well?
Yeah, we're here tomorrow. There are further events this year and we'll be at those as well.
Yes, check out all the details if you want to come down to Wiscombe Park, just outside of Honiton, not too far away from Taunton. Lovely day out and some nice sunshine at the moment. Check out their website, wiscombepark.co.uk. More music coming up very shortly here on Tone FM, and we'll be back with more details from Wiscombe Hill Climb very soon. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Jason for the World Tour Taunton out and about at Wiscombe Hill Climb. If you want details on how to find the Wiscombe Hill Climb, then just go onto wiscombepark.co.uk and you'll find all the details about how to find the venue. Now, earlier we were talking to Ben Bonfield and he was involved in a charity endurance race and I've met the organiser, Dan. How did it go?
It went very well indeed, very well. We actually ended up raising over £3,700 so far. There's still the last minute donations coming through, but all for an amazing cause. And thank you to everyone that donated. Absolutely brilliant.
So what made you come up with the idea? Why karting in particular?
I started going karting, funnily enough, out at Racewell, where the event was, when I was at university in Exeter. Then I think in 2009 I started doing a bit of karting out at Dunk as well, where Mansell Raceway is. And I only competed in a few seasons there, but always loved karting. And I thought, if I want to raise some money for charity, let's try and do something that I'm good at for a start. I know loads of people that would want to be involved. So yeah, karting, and make it something that was incredibly physically challenging, to, you know, make sure that people would want to donate to it. In 3 hours, I can assure you, it was incredibly physically challenging.
It certainly is. I've done karting as well, and you kind of end up with sores in lots of places. You're getting rattled around the seats, but 3 hours for charity, that's amazing. So karting, you know, is a great sport, and it's the beginning. Would you recommend it for people to go out and try?
Oh, I certainly would. I mean, a lot of the greats have started out in karting, and I think, you know, even Ayrton Senna said that even after all the time that he spent in F1, that the best motorsport that he ever competed in was karting. It's just something else. The exhilaration is amazing. For young people, if you're interested in motorsport, definitely try karting. Go out to Race World, go out to Mansell Raceway, or you know, your local karting track. Just go and give it a go, because there really isn't anything like it.
Now, karting is familiar to what we're doing here. It's another form of motorsport. Have you been to a hill climb before?
Do you know, I actually haven't been to a hill climb before. So many years I said that I would come along to Wiscombe. And every year I speak to someone and they say, oh, I was at Wiscombe at the weekend and it was awesome. And I think, oh, no, I've missed it again. But this year, I'd obviously racing with Ben in the charity event. And he said, yeah, come along, I'm racing this weekend. I thought, one, I had to come along and support Ben. And secondly, I finally get to come along to Wiscombe. And of course, it's an amazing sunny day, so couldn't have picked a better weekend.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous today. Now, are you looking to do a future event? Is there another karting endurance on its way?
Yeah, I mean, we had between 40 and 50 people actually come along to the event on the night. The whole event was streamed on Facebook, and we had 50 viewers watching it live on Facebook. Massive success. I'm going to organise another one for next year.
Brilliant. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you and the event, is there any details they can give? Can they kind of tell you that they're interested already?
You can find me on Facebook, Dan Regan, that's R-E-G-A-N. Also, there is a website, which is www.kartingforcharity.co.uk. I'm going to put my contact details on there so that anyone that wants to get involved next year can get in touch.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dan, and well done for raising so much money for charity. It's a great success.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb. Loads more action coming up throughout the day and on the show. We're here until 2 p.m, but the event goes right the way through until about 5. Now, if you're not going to make it today, then why not make it tomorrow? Same event tomorrow, slightly different competitors taking part. If you want more details, go on their website, wiscombepark.co.uk. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb for the World Tour Taunton. And I've caught up with Stuart Hatley, who is the resident chief medical officer on the event. Hi, Stuart. So, Stuart, what's kind of your role here as doctor? What's your kind of main duty today?
I'm here as a doctor for event, which is a requirement to have qualified medical cover, either a doctor or a paramedic, for events like these. But because motorsport is my hobby, I come along and I help out. I'll marshal, I'll wave the flag, I'll sweep up, I'll tow cars, I'll do whatever needs doing to help to keep the event running smoothly.
So I've seen you very busy this morning, but I don't believe it's been any doctor's duties. You've been towing cars, doing a bit of sweeping?
I haven't done any sweeping yet, but we did have... It wouldn't be a Wiscombe without having to tow someone back up the hill, would it? And we did have one chap who managed to get his car stuck on a bit of a bank. And it sometimes it's just easier to put a tow rope on the back of my car and to give him a tug out, which is what I did. So my car is full of medical bits and pieces. It's also full of tow ropes and toolkit and screwdrivers and side cutters and things like that, because you never know what you might come across on an event like this.
No, and you work very closely with the rescue now. I hope you're going to catch up with them later on. But kind of what happens if there's an incident here on the hill climb? You know, what kind of happens? What control do you have? Is your responsibility for the patient, the rescue unit? What's their duties?
Yeah, as you say, we work very closely with the rescue units at all these different events and have done for many years. So I do know most of the units in, well, not just the southwest, but pretty much all over the country, having done national, international events as well. In the event of an incident, obviously, safety is priority. So on the say-so of control, so with their authority, I would then go onto the track to go to an incident. If it's a medical incident of some description or it looks like the driver may be injured, I take control, and most of the rescue units would understand that with a medical incident it's the doctor or paramedic who is in charge of the scene at that time to ensure that the casualty, the person who may be potentially injured, is looked after. And then when it comes to rescue or recovery, the rescue unit will take control from there, and it might involve a bit of cooperation on both sides. It may be that the driver gets themselves out of the car and has a small injury, in which case I'll look after it. It may be that the driver has potentially a serious injury, is trapped in the car, we can't get him out, in which case the rescue unit might be required to cut them free, to break into the vehicle to extract them using either a spinal board, a scoop stretcher, or one of the other many bits of equipment that they carry on the rescue unit.
Now, on hill climbings, I know we should never say anything, but it's quite a safe event. So you normally have a nice quiet day. Is that what you're hoping and expect to have?
You should know this. We never use the Q word, do we? So you put the mockers on that one. It is safe. There's usually one, well, there is one vehicle at a time, although you can get on a long hill like this, is it two or three running sometimes? But there's a flag system, you heard the whistles just then. So it's all regulated. But in general, we have a few little bumps and scrapes. We might have someone visiting the scenery. There are some trees around, but they're usually quite a way away. But it's unusual to do any serious damage. And I'm very much of the opinion that I'm completely happy if everyone comes home the same way that they arrived.
Indeed. So I say a restful day. Is that the best choice of word?
An enjoyable day, let's put it that way. So I am happy not to move. I'm happy just to sit here and wind up the clerks of the course or the hill controllers or the marshals or whoever. And I'm here to have a good time. But we can switch to professional mode when we need to.
Okay, thank you very much, Stuart. It's Jason for the World Tour of Taunton at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb. Check out all the details on their website, wiscombepark.co.uk. Plenty of time to come down today or tomorrow and see a little bit of hill climbing. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason for the World Tour of Taunton out and about today at Wiscombe Park Hill Climb. We're a little bit further afield than normal at Honiton, and we're at a motorsport venue, and I'm walking along the spectator track, which is actually right alongside the hill climb course. You can see lots and lots from the side of the road. You're very close to the cars as they roar up through the hill trying to compete against their time. Now, if you're wondering what a hill climb is all about, some people think it's a muddy event where cars are going up a muddy steep bank. Not this one. This is actually a man against machine. It's where they compete in their cars, which can be anything from a standard road car to a full racing car here at Wiscombe, and they go up a nice smooth tarmac hill, which is called a hill climb course, and they're competing against themselves and other people in their classes, because the entry, which is about 150 cars, is subdivided into different classes. So you're competing against cars of similar kind of elk, similar kind of description, as they're trying to beat their time. And hill climbing is a very personal thing. It's where you try and get the fastest time you possibly can. And in most cases, you're racing against yourself because you're trying to beat your previous best time at the venue here at Wiscombe. If you want to make your way down, it's easy to find. You find yourself to Honiton and then head towards Seaton, and you'll follow the brown signs from Honiton itself. If you want the directions, you can go on to the website, which is wiscombepark.co.uk, which will give you all the details, as we're just waiting for the first car in the next batch to leave the start line. So they leave the start line, they go around what's called Whiz Corner, past Bunny's Leap, through the gate, into the S's where I'm stood at the moment, then onto Sawbench, which is a hairpin, and then they go to Castle Strait, and then Martini, and through to the finish where they clock up a time. So as a car just goes through the S's now, on its way to the finish line, and they send about three cars are on the track at any one time, and they are about 40 seconds between each other. What happens, marshals are here, loads of marshals marshalling the event if there's any incident with a car, such as a mechanical issue, or they go off the track, which sometimes they do here at Wiscombe, then the marshal raises the red flag and stops the preceding car. They're not racing together, they're racing against their own times, as we see another Mini go past us on its way to Sawbench and then Castle Strait and the finish. As I said, if you want to make your way down, there's loads of things to do down here. Great spectator viewing, catering facilities, and the weather is actually looking really nice. If you want all the details, go on their website, wiscombepark.co.uk, just outside of Honiton. Plenty of time for you to make your way down this afternoon and tomorrow, as there is an event of the same kind tomorrow, a Nabba Hill climb here at Wiscombe Park, as another Mini goes past us on its way to the top of the hill. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason with the World Tour Taunton today at Wiscombe Park, and we made it all the way up to the last position we're going to on the hill today, which is at Castle 2, as the cars are leaving the line. So if you're wondering what a hill climb is all about, it is what it is. It's a test against the cars and machinery up a hill climb here at Wiscombe Park. It's all tarmac and they're racing against themselves primarily, but also in classes as well, as we see some of the cars coming around Sawbench, which is one of the corners just before it comes into Castle Street. And as it whizzes past me now and making its way up to the finish line now, Paul Holmes is coming up straight after the last few tracks, and of course the news at 2 o'clock. Now, if you have an event that you'd like us to attend, then get in touch with us. You can send us your details by visiting the website and we could be attending your event. We'll go anywhere from a garden fete to a special occasion to a major event. Just get in contact with us via our website, tonefm.co.uk, and we could be at your event. So from Wiscombe Park Hill Climb in Honiton, it's goodbye from the World Tour Taunton. And we will see you next week. Paul Holmes coming up after the news at 2.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.